Well, tonight's the big night. Sheraton Chargers back in the state tournament. Of course, always exciting to see Sheraton baseball do so very, very well. And they're off to a great start. They got off to a great start this year, and they've continued it all season long. Tonight's the pinnacle as they are playing against Clear Lake. And my special guest here before tonight's game, one of the interviews we're doing before this Charger game tonight, is a guy who, and I kid him whenever I see him, he's such an icon. Great, great guy. Good gentleman. And I'm talking about Larry Millage, and a great coach, too. Larry, you've got to be very excited to be back in the state tournament. I know you're an assistant coach this time, but what a year and what a ride it's been.
Yes, there's a lot of excitement in Sheraton, as you would expect. This is the first time. We've only been in the state tournament three times, I think in 96, and then 4 years ago, or 5 years ago, we were back in the state tournament. And everybody's looking forward to our game tonight, and I think our fans and our players believe they have a chance to win it all.
Well, I think that's legitimate, too. And as I said, you got off to a great start this year. You ranked seventh in Class 3A. You won the South Central Conference title. You've got a great blend of hitting and defense and pitching. This is a team, and I think you just said it, you've got a great chance to win it. The kids believe you've got a great chance to win it. This is a complete ball club, and it's been that way all year. And you've won games by blowouts, but here in the last couple of weeks, you've had to win some tight games. But that's the kind of experience, and experience brings, of course, championships that really pay off this time of year. You've proven you can win the blowout games where it takes good hitting, or if you have to win the close, tight games with defense and pitching. You guys have just done it all year.
Well, they have, and they pretty much accepted the philosophy of their head coach, Jake Schroeder, and they're very hard to beat. They don't want to lose. Jake doesn't want to lose. They don't want to lose. And they've won some close ball games, and you were at the Centerville game. That was a game that I think we will remember for years. I've told our players, you may not remember a lot about what happens in the state tournament, but you're going to remember that seventh inning at Centerville for the rest of your life. That was a memorable half inning, and I don't think they'll ever forget that. But this is a team, like you said, it's well-rounded. They hit for an average. We hit with power. And I think we're probably as deep in pitching as any team in the state. We're using primarily three pitchers right now, but we could, if we needed to, go down to five pitchers and not fall off very much. So in a state tournament, you never know how much pitching you're going to need. But if we need to go, if we need depth, we've got it.
Of course, you're talking those three pitchers, Alex Wright, and of course Palmer kid, and also Boffman's pitched really well, did very well in relief in Centerville. But I want to talk about you tonight, Larry, on our feature before the game. You are the pitching coach of the Sheraton Chargers, and I made a comment to somebody last week that you've forgotten more about pitching than most coaches know. You have really brought those young kids together into that great pitching staff. How do you work with those kids? What do you tell them? What do you work with them?
Well, that's pretty much my only responsibility. I haven't been able to spend as much time with our pitchers this year because I worked with two of my grandsons in Little League and was not able to spend as much time as I should have. But that's all I need to do. I can concentrate entirely on that. I don't have to worry about game strategy. I don't have to worry about the lineup, and I don't have to worry about defensive play. I just can concentrate on our pitchers, and we throw, our pitchers throw between starts, and we make sure that they get a lot of throwing in. I don't know how other coaches do, but we're fortunate to have three assistant coaches, and they all have some responsibility. But our kids know they're going to have to throw between starts, and we spend quite a bit of time if they're having trouble with location or trouble with their curveball, we'll concentrate on that. And we'll throw 36 pitches. We have what we call sets, and we'll throw a 36-pitch set several times during the week with each of our pitchers. And they've really developed, and I don't want to take any credit for it. These pitchers have really developed on their own. Like Alex Wright has come out of nowhere. He's always been a steady, important person on our team. He was a catcher most of the time, but he's getting more and more pitching and doing exceptionally well. And Charlie Palmer, who is just a sophomore and has great potential. And, of course, Jordan Boffman has been coming in and just pitching lights out, throwing very hard, keeping the ball down, and someone that's good to have in those relief situations.
You mentioned Alex Wright, Larry. He has a terrific pickoff move. We've covered about 31 ball games this summer, and he has the best pickoff move of any pitcher I've seen. Did you work with him on that, or describe how that all came about?
Well, I may have worked with him a couple of years ago. I did work with pitchers. We went to the mound and we worked, and I showed them some pickoff moves. But I don't take credit for that. He's just worked on that on his own, and he. You know, most pitchers will go through a season without getting even one pickoff. I think he's had five in the last two or three weeks.
Exactly.
And he always gets the ball down by the base. He's very accurate when he makes his move to first base. He's not only quick, but he's very accurate. The throw is usually right where the first baseman can put the tag on the runner and not lose any time at all. He's really developed, and he's developed in other aspects of his pitching as well. He's developed a good curveball and all three pitchers that we're talking about have excellent stuff, and if they can get it over, they're going to be very tough to beat.
You talk about Alex. We'll mention Charlie Palmer for a minute. We were always impressed with him this year. He's only a sophomore. He's a left-hander, which you love to have on your rotation. But he finishes so well. He has such good form out there. He follows through very well, and he mixes up his speeds very well, doesn't he?
Yes, he does very well at that. He's got a nice curveball. He can reach back and throw pretty hard at times. So, and most left-handers have so much. They always look stylish, you know. You mm-hmm. don't see a lot of them, and when you see one, they always look so smooth. And he's really a smooth. He has a smooth delivery.
And Boffman's been able to come in and close out games for you. We saw that in the Centerville game, and comes in and throws very, very hard.
He's a bulldog. He's a competitor, and you give him the ball and. I haven't seen him fail in a relief situation. He doesn't get wild and usually has the ball, keeps the ball down, and has been very effective.
I want to know, have you worked with any of these kids on the EFUS pitch?
Well, the EFUS ball?
Yeah.
I've told kids about it, but no, they don't like it. And you know, I'm not a fan of the off-speed, what do they call it?
Junk?
Junk stuff.
Yeah.
They all throw the circle change.
Oh.
The circle change. I say, put that circle change in your back pocket and leave it there. Because if I was a hitter and somebody threw me a circle change, they'd be searching for it about 40 feet over the left field fence.
Yeah, I'd be setting on that, wouldn't you?
Yeah. You know, most in high school, maybe a great hitter might be fooled by a pitch like that. But you take a poor hitter, it looks like a beach ball coming to him.
Exactly.
He's throwing something slow.
Yeah, it really does. Really does.
And I tried to teach him the slip pitch, the old Elroy Fase.
Elroy Fase, yep.
He threw what he called a slip pitch or a palm ball, and they looked at me like, I don't want to throw that.
Well, obviously, we're excited about the Chargers and their prospects tonight and what a great season they've had. But I want to talk about you, Larry. You're a great baseball guy, just a great guy. You've been around a long time. But I still go to places where I run into, literally, and I've told you this before, where people remember, oh, yeah, I remember Larry Millage and his brother Norm. They were great ball players at Tracy. You have this aura about you that people have never forgotten how great a ball player you and your brother were. Tell us a little bit about how that all transpired. And, of course, you played some professional baseball, too.
Well, I appreciate your kind words, but you know, the longer you're in this game, good things happen to you, and I really feel like that's what's happened to me. I don't know that I've had any special accomplishments as a coach, but if you're in the game long enough, good things will happen to you, and I think that's what's happened to me. And we did go through a period of time in high school. We had five kids who came together on a high school team. Three of them signed professionally, and we could have had a fourth one sign, but they were just exceptional players that came together at the right time, and we won a lot of ball games in 4 years. We didn't lose very many games, and we made three appearances in the state tournament and won the back in the 50s. You had a tournament in the spring and a tournament in the fall, and we won the fall tournament in 1950, mm-hmm. 55 or 56, I don't even recall what the year was, but sort of got a reputation. My brother was an outstanding pitcher and had a very hard fastball. He was a big left-handed kid and had quite a reputation, and once struck out 20 out of 21 batters in a tournament game. So it just kind of spread, and we went on to college and played in college, and that's the way it is. But I just think if you stay in the game a long time, you may get a little more of a reputation than you deserve. I don't consider myself having any great attributes, but by just sticking with it, and we've had some great kids here at Sheraton. This is a good baseball community. We have great parents. You could single out several parents. Our senior parents have just spent a lot of time with their kids. And, you know, sometimes you can get parents involved, and it's not a good thing. But I know that some of these parents have, after a bad night, if their son has had a bad night, they'll get up the next morning and either hit them ground balls or take them to the batting cage. So I give our parents a lot of credit. They've gotten them into hitting camps and gotten them extra instruction, but I've always been there for them and helping them. So that's been one of the good things, I think, in our community.
You were in the Cleveland Indians organization, too, weren't you, Larry?
I was in the Cleveland organization for 2 years, was supposed to go back my third year, and had had two, well, maybe above average years in the minors, but with limited action. But I wanted to coach. I was a senior. I'd just gotten married, and I wanted to graduate and then report to my assignment. I was supposed to go to Burlington, North Carolina, and decided that it was more important to me to get my degree and then get out and start coaching, and so that's what I've done.
How many years have you coached?
I think I had 35-plus probably as a head coach, and I've coached this is my third year as an assistant coach, but it just seems like that's all I've done my whole life. It's just I've been connected with baseball in some manner or other.
But you love it, and of course baseball's been good to you, and you've raised your family, and I know they love baseball and everything too. You've got Millage Field over there. Obviously they named the Sheraton Baseball Field after you, and that what an honor that was. But you had terrific success in those years. You know, Jake Schroeder, who I'm going to talk to later in the broadcast before the game tonight, made a comment when they talked about what a great job he's done with the baseball program, and you've mentioned that too, and he made the comment, I just got it back to where Larry Millage had it. Because you built a terrific program. You didn't just coach at Sheraton. You coached at some other places. But wherever you went, you did a terrific job getting things going again. But at Sheraton, you had terrific success.
Well, we did. We always had trouble winning the big games. We got to the sub-state tournament at least, I think, maybe three times and didn't get in. So and maybe once at Eddyville. But here, we always had a hard time getting over the hump. We had a lot of success. And, again, I attribute a lot of that. We have a great feeder program here. We have a Babe Ruth program and a Little League program that great participation, great involvement by parents. And you can expect, if you're a head coach here, you can expect good kids coming along right away. And that's what's happened to me. And Jake is just an exceptional person and a coach in the fact that he's very well organized, works exceptionally hard. He's probably one of the hardest working coaches I've ever been around. He makes good use of his time, and he's instilled a philosophy that the kids have bought into it, and they work hard. And one thing, I don't know if he's mentioned it, but we have our school board and our community has been so good about upgrading our facility here. We have a hitting facility that's probably as good as any in southern Iowa, and our kids can get 200 swings a night probably if they want. We have two pitching machines, and we just have access to all of the equipment that we need, and it's just been, I can't believe that other communities are as fortunate as we are. We have a great hitting instructor, and Craig Spiker, who devotes most of his time to just teaching hitting, so it has worked out really well. We've got a program that is set, and I think it's going to be good. We're going to lose some players. We're going to lose some good players, but we've got good players coming along, and it just looks to me like this is something that's going to continue for quite some time.
Well, I know you've raised a championship caliber family too. Your lovely wife Olive and your kids, so many wonderful children. How many children did you have?
I think there are 7.
And and you and I over the years have had loads of fun. I know. You're truly, and I want to say this, we wish you the best of luck tonight, but you're truly one of the finest individuals I've ever had the opportunity to be around, and we've had a lot of fun over the years when I see you, and just best of luck tonight. God bless you, and go Chargers.
Well, thank you very much. You've been very complimentary, Rich. I appreciate it, and you're right in that I don't know how many years you and I have known each other, but we have shared so much baseball together and laughed over so many things, and it's been a pleasure to know you as well. And we're looking forward to tonight. We think it's going to be an exciting game, and we've got people, of course, coming to the game. They've been calling and asking if they have to have a reserve seat and so forth. People who haven't attended games, but you always have that when your teams go to the state
right.
tournament. But our community is very much alive and excited about this game.
Larry Millage, assistant
Thank
coach.
You, very much,
you bet. And great guy, and we wish the Chargers the best of luck tonight. And truly, one of the great figures in baseball in the state of Iowa. We'll be back right after this.